Good morning, everyone. My name is Gurpreet Virk, and I'll be presenting on behalf of Dr. Snyder, as he wasn't able to attend the meeting this year because of some family issues. I had given a presentation on his behalf in this session the early as well, and I was way too fast. And I'll probably follow the same thing because this is a smaller presentation compared to the previous one, and I'll try my best to pace it down and go slower. So the importance of seedling rigor is well documented. Seedling rigor increases the competitiveness with the weeds for various nutrients and survival, and also increases the chances of survival with the high seedling rigor values. The temperature conditions, we know both high and low, are found to negatively impact growth and the development. The cold temperature conditions has been documented to negatively impact the photosynthetic processes, thus reducing the growth and seedling survival. Although we know the negative effect of cooler temperature conditions, but still, cotton is commonly planted in suboptimal temperature conditions. And soon after planting, heat wave events often occur. And these heat wave events are expected to become more intense and frequent in the future. And the heat wave events are too common in southeastern U.S. Now, the question that comes is, does the suboptimal early season growth temperatures decrease heat tolerance of the photosynthetic component processes? To address this question, a relatively new method, that is the OJ fluorescence, will be used, which allow us the access to various thylakoid processes components, starting from stripping of electrons with the absorption of light to the reduction of photosystem 1 electron acceptors. In addition to this, it also provides us with the various performance indices such as PI total, which accounts for all the above-mentioned factors and is more sensitive to abiotic stresses compared to conventional fluorescence methods. Now, the OJ parameters, OJ fluorescence combined along with the temperature response. When the OJ fluorescence along with the temperature response experiment, T5 such as T15 can be used to define temperature sensitivity of each photosynthetic component process. T15 represents the temperature causing a 15% decline in the efficiency of a given process relative to the optimum temperature. And it also serves as a standardized measure of heat tolerance. With this, the hypothesis was the photosynthetic heat tolerance will be decreased by suboptimal growth temperature, and photosynthetic component processes will differ significantly in heat tolerance. For this, a controlled environmental study was conducted. The two experiment runs at the University of Georgia with the cotton cultivar, and the two temperature treatments, which corresponded to the optimal and the suboptimal temperature treatments. With the sampling included the cotyledons being sampled 2 weeks after planting, and the design was plate plot with 5 replications. The 4 graphs here just show the differences among the growth parameters, that is the plant height, main stem nodes, dry weight, and leaf area between the two temperature treatments, the dark being the suboptimal, and the open box being the white being the optimal temperature conditions, where the suboptimal resulted in lower values of all the growth parameters compared to the optimal temperature conditions. The measurements consisted leaf segments were sampled pre-dawn to ensure they are dark adapted and were incubated at temperatures increasing from 30 to 50 degrees Celsius using a thermoelectric heating and cooling unit. Samples were incubated for 5 minutes prior to measuring OJ parameters. The various OJ parameters evaluated included the quantum efficiencies, various quantum efficiencies, including the maximum quantum yield of photosystem 2 primary photochemistry, or quantum yield of reduction of photosystem 1 and electron acceptors, and the performance indices such as PI total, which is the energy conversion from absorption of light by photosystem 2 electron acceptors to PS1 and electron acceptor reduction. Now coming on to the heat tolerance, a temperature response curve was developed, and a temperature causing a decline, 15% decline was noted and was interpolated from the curve. The four graphs here represent the growth temperature response of the performance indices such as PI total, PI ABS, FV by FM, FV by F0. And the open circles correspond to the optimum temperature conditions, and the closed, the dark circles, are the suboptimal temperature conditions. As it can be seen clearly from all the graphs, that the suboptimal temperature condition resulted in lower value of the performance indices compared to the optimal temperature conditions, indicating that the suboptimal conditions negatively impact the various performance parameters, performance indices. Similarly, the two graphs here are for the response of growth temperature on quantum efficiencies, that is the quantum electron transport beyond photosystem 2, and the second one is photosystem 1 and electron acceptor reduction. Here as well, the suboptimal temperature conditions resulted in lower values for these quantum efficiencies compared to the optimum temperature conditions. That means the suboptimal temperature conditions are negatively impacting the quantum efficiencies. Now coming on to the T15 data. The table here shows the sensitivity of various component processes such as PI total, PI ABS, and various other efficiencies. The two things to note from the table. The first one, for all the component processes, the suboptimal temperature conditions, the plants grown under suboptimal temperature conditions, resulted in lower values of T15, indicating that less heat tolerance of photosynthetic processes when they are grown under suboptimal temperature conditions compared to when they are grown under optimal temperature conditions. The second, the PI total values are found to be most heat sensitive compared to FV by FM and the PS photosystem 1 and electron acceptor reduction efficiency, which FV by FM and phi R0 are found to be most sensitive to the temperature conditions. When the heat tolerance of PI total was correlated with the heat tolerance of different component processes, it was found they are positively correlated with the heat tolerance of different component processes, and with most strongly with the PI ABS heat tolerance. The too many graphs and they're too confusing. But when we look at graph B, that is the quantum efficiency of electron trapping in photosystem 2, graph D, that is the quantum yield of electrons beyond photosystem 2, and E, which is quantum yield of photosystem 1 and electron acceptor reduction, it was found that the total photosynthetic heat tolerance resembles more closely with the quantum yield of electrons beyond photosystem 2, that is the inter-system electron transport, rather than the other two processes. For the conclusions, it was found that all thylakoid component processes were inhibited under low temperature conditions compared to the optimal temperature conditions. The low temp, as seen from the various, the first graph that we saw was the growth analysis, which resulted in lower values of plant height, nodes, leaf area, and dry weights under suboptimal conditions compared to the optimal conditions, and the values of various performance and quantum efficiencies, which were also less under suboptimal conditions compared to the optimal conditions. Also found from the T15 data, the heat tolerance of all photosynthetic parameters was substantially reduced when seedlings were grown under low temperature conditions. and the electron transport to inter-system electron acceptors is substantially more sensitive to high temperature than energy trapping in photosystem 2 or reduction of photosystem 1 and electron acceptors. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Are there varietal differences in the sensitivity of the thylakoids? Do you see any variety differences?
I am not sure about it because all I know about this is through this presentation. I was not the part of the experiment. All I see is there is just one cultivar, so they may have not tested it for different cultivars to tell if there were varietal differences or not.
Because there's a phytogen variety that is claimed to have, in fact, the Georgia scientists say that it has better seedling growth, $4.99, ostensibly due to lipid ratios that are slightly different in the seed than this. So it would be interesting to look at.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it was a controlled environment study. That's why he just looked at for just one cultivar to see the differences, but I'm not pretty sure about if he did it for others or not.
Thank you. Nice presentation.
Thank you.